is CityLink Decision 2023. Tonight, coverage of your local election results. And now, live from Election Central, CityLink coordinator David Cachet.
Well, hello out there, everybody. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is election night, and this is the place to be this evening to get all the results for the election here in the city of Pittsfield. It has been a long, grueling season. We've been through candidate statements. We've been through debates, newspaper articles, this and that, the whole thing. You can only, it's been literally almost a year of races in this city of Pittsfield, and it all comes down to tonight. The polls have been closed now for 50 seconds here in the city of Pittsfield, which means the phone should be ringing any moment now. And as you can see, my phone operators are standing by right here above, right next to me over here back in Election Central. How you doing, everybody? Great crew of people. We got ready to answer the phones to take all the numbers down from all 14 precincts around here in the city of Pittsfield. Many things will be decided tonight. Amongst them, we're going to get a new mayor. Got half a new school committee. We're going to have some new counselors this evening in both ward races and the at-large race. Just based upon other things, there's going to be some changeover. At least, I think, believe four new counselors at the very least will be being sworn in come January after tonight's results. We got cameras all over the city right now. We have cameras at the Kroll party. We got cameras at the Marchetti party. We got people out there. There's a shot from Kroll, John Kroll's party, waiting to go, waiting to hear the results. So, again, I want to see everyone out there at the election headquarters out there, the party going on at Proprietor's Lodge out there. I want to thank them for allowing us to put a nice camera up there. And we'll be seeing the Marchetti party at some point this evening. We got, you know, people driving around the city trying to get these shots for us. But it all, like I said, it all comes down to tonight. And hopefully in the next 20 to 25 minutes, we'll have all the numbers for you in all the various races. The most important race, obviously, tonight is for the Pittsfield mayor's race. Comes down to, we have a shot here. This is the live from Marchetti party this evening. It looks like a Berkshire Hills Country Club out there. So, again, we have cameras everywhere. So we want to thank them for allowing us to put a camera out there. And we'll be eavesdropping in throughout the evening, depending on how the results go. We'll see where we go, which party we're going to go back to. But we're going to be there all night long at both places. It should be a fun evening tonight. I don't know how fun it would be if I was a candidate for one of these jobs, because it's always something to go through these campaign seasons. And like I said, the most important race today is the mayor's race between John Kroll and Peter Marchetti. Obviously, Peter Marchetti, as you know, is the current city council president. John Kroll is a former city councilor for many years and council vice president under Peter Marchetti. And they, like I said, they've been campaigning for nearly a year now, going through all the various things you can go through in a campaign season. And it all comes down to just a few minutes away. We also have some big races in the at-large race. We have seven candidates going for four seats. So again, there's going to be some unhappy people tonight, unfortunately, in that race, because we're only electing four out of the seven. And the seven candidates on the ballot order were Peter White, Craig Benoit, Kathy Amuso, Dan Moralia, Elisa Costa, Earl Persip, and Lucas Marion. Now, like I said, there's going to be at least a couple new people because Peter Marchetti and Karen Kalinowski both ran for mayor. So therefore, their seats are open in the at-large. So we're going to have at least two new councilor-elect at-large. And like I said, that's two new members of the city council running. We're also going to have a new Ward 2 city councilor. Charles Kronick, who was the incumbent, did not run this year. And we have two new candidates, Brittany Bondani and Alexander Blumen, running for the seat. They had a really tight primary race in September for this seat. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how the results pay out for this evening. So again, that's another new councilor in the Ward 2 seat. We're also going to have a new councilor in the Ward 3 seat. Kevin Sherman, the incumbent, is not running again this year. So we have two people vying for the seat. Matthew Rinn and Bill Tyre, both newcomers to the scene as far as being elected. Neither of them have been elected office before. So again, that'll be a new councilor. So that's four new councilors, at the very least, four out of 11. That'll be brand new to the city council come January. We also have a race in Ward 6 between challenger Craig Gaetani and the incumbent Dina Lampiazzi. And we also have a race in Ward 7 with challenger Ron DeSere battling against incumbent Anthony Mafuccio. So we'll see how those races turn out throughout the evening. And then we also have a school committee race. I guess you can call it a race. There's six seats available. We have six candidates vying for those six seats. So again, unless there's a giant write-in campaign that we don't know about, for the most part, those six candidates will be elected to the school committee and be sworn in come January. And those six people are Dominic Sacco, William Garrity, Dan Elias, Sarah Hathaway, William Cameron, and Diana Belair. And those are our contested races that we have. We have a few uncontested races. City Clerk Michelle Benjamin is running unopposed this year. So again, congratulations to Michelle. As you can hear, the phones are already starting to ring down there in Election Central. We'll be getting the numbers soon. So Michelle Benjamin, again, running unopposed for City Clerk. So she'll have another two-year term. Ken Warren in Ward 1 running unopposed, so again, he'll make it in back into the council. James Conant, Ward 4, running unopposed, and Patrick Cavey in Ward 5 is unopposed. Now, those are all of the seats with people in them that are running, and we also do have a ballot question. It's a non-binding referendum question about residency requirements for some city employees, namely the fire chief, police chief, and the head of public services utilities department. It's a non-binding question. It's kind of a weird vote yes means don't change anything, I believe, which means they have to remain a resident of the city of Pittsfield, and no vote would recommend to the council to look into changing the rule about setting up possibly a radius around the city or a mile limit from City Hall kind of a thing for those department heads to live. So we'll see how that race goes out. Again, it's non-binding, so it doesn't automatically go into effect based on the vote tonight, but it's still a very good precursor to what could be the next new thing coming up in January, February, as the council and the new mayor come in. Now, again, the mayor's office, not only is it two people running, but again, it's a new mayor. Neither of these people have been mayor before. 8-year incumbent Linda Tyer will not be serving again, so she goes out, and again, it'll either be John Kroll or Peter Marchetti by the end of this evening. We have 14 precincts around the city to get numbers from. That's 14 different places to get all these numbers tabulated from, and it's going to be quite the thing as we go throughout the evening. It's been about 6.5 minutes since polls closed, and like I said, you've been hearing the phone ring, and our operators are standing by taking down the numbers. It may be a little slower tonight than we had in the primary, and that's just based on sheer numbers. In the primary, we only had a couple races going on, so we only had to pick up the phone, put a few numbers down. Like I said, tonight, we have numbers, even in the unopposed races, we'd like to get those numbers just so you know how many vote totals their people are getting. So by the time they finish reading through all those back on the phone, put them on some paper, we get them into our databases, then they get them to me. You'll probably see them first, honestly, once the graphics start rolling, once we get a few sets of numbers in, just based upon the fact that they get updated first in our computer system. And again, I do need to stress this, and I'll stress this throughout the entire evening. These are completely unofficial numbers. I'm not calling races. I'm not declaring winners. Definitely all of that will be done after the fact by the city clerk's office and the staff there. They go through all the machines again and check everything out. What I'm giving you tonight is just the basically at each precinct they print out a tape with the unofficial results and that machine. We have a person at each polling location who will call us in with the numbers from that tape, and I read them to you again. All unofficial. Don't want to declare anyone officially a winner tonight, except for like probably the people who run opposed. I can probably get away with calling those officially being reelected tonight, since I don't think there's any sort of sweeping write-in campaign for anybody in those wards. So again, it's going to be quite the race this evening. We do have, you got some photos here, which are kind of interesting. It's we have a lot of I got some pictures coming in for some at-large. I just looking at some of these races. Some of the people have been sending me pictures of the tapes as they come in. This is in, yep, so this is in 4B. I see a few of those things coming in. 4B is our first one we're getting in. So it's going to be interesting to see when it comes to that. In 4B, I can look away. It looks like I can give you a preliminary number in 4B for the mayor's race, and that's Peter Marchetti, 751, John Kroll, 335, and that's in 4B. And here are the numbers coming in now from 4B. And again, in 4B, that's taken from Williams School. And so in the mayor's race, Peter Marchetti, 751, John Kroll, 335. In the council at large race, it looks like the top vote getter is Peter White at 715. Kathy Amuso, number 2 at 699. Earl Persup, number 3 at 675. And then we go down to Elisa Costa at 534. And then Craig Benoit at 416. Lucas Marions at 197. And Dan Morelli at 150. And at four race for the ballot question, it's another contested race. No, 601, 435, yes. So, like I said, right now, no means that they want to change the rules to possibly have a radius around Pittsfield or a certain width from the city center. So, again, that's 4B. and we'll have the numbers up, especially as we get more going into the system. But again, in the 4B race, Peter Marchetti, 751 for mayor, John Kroll, 335 in 4B. We're about 10 minutes in. We've had a couple precincts enter into our system. I will give you an update on the school committee race, just because we're completists here at PCTV. Top vote getter in 4B in the school committee race was Sarah Hathaway at 683. Dan Elias had 682. Dominic Sacco had 608. Looks like William Garrity had 588. Oh, I'm sorry. We actually had William Cameron was third with 647. And then we had William Garrity, and then followed up with Diana Belair at 538. That's 4B. Another set of numbers here. This is 6B. Now in 6B for mayor, this is these are from Conti School. 6B, Peter Marchetti, 281. John Kroll, 163. In the at-large race, it was Pete. It looks like Pete White, 319. Earl Persip, 276. Kathy Amuso, 267. Alyssa Costa, 218. Craig Benoit, 149. Lucas Marion, 90. Dan Morelia, 74. And for the counselor in Ward 6, Dina Lampiazzi, 339. Craig Gaetani, 99. So that's half the precincts in Ward 6 for that council race. And right now it's Dina Lampiazzi, 339 to Craig Gaetani's 99. And in that ballot question in 6B, it was also no 275, yes 155. So again, we'll be following these numbers as they come in. But as of right now, with just two precincts in, that's only 14% of the precincts in so far in our computer bank system. Peter Marchetti has won both of the precincts so far for mayor. Pete White has won both precincts for the top vote getter for the at-large. And both of them have pretty much been the same for the at-large, with Peter White, Earl Persip, Kathy Amuso, and Alyssa Costa in some sort of order in that. So those are the top four so far. And like I said, in the six Ward 6 council race, with half of the precincts in for 6, Dina Lampiazzi, 339, Craig Gaetani, 99 so far. And that's with half of Ward 6 coming in. As you can see, we got about 3 precincts in total so far. And as they come in, we'll certainly get them to you as quick as we can. And we have another one coming in. We have, this looks like 3A. 3A is coming from Providence Court. So in 3A for mayor, it was Peter Marchetti, 543 to John Kroll, 289. So again, Peter Marchetti, 543 to John Kroll, 289. As you can see, the total up there after 3 precincts so far. In the council at large race, again, it was Pete White coming in first with 541, Kathy Amuso, 480, Earl Persip, 369, Alyssa Costa, 420, Craig Benoit, 296, Dan Moralia, 151, Lucas Marion, 148. So that's in the council at large race in 3A. So as you can see, like I said, through the three precincts I have so far, it's been White, Amuso, Persip, and Costa in some sort of order in those top four vote getters. In Ward 3 for the council race, since we have half the precincts in that, Matthew Wren, 547, Bill Tyre, 198. So that's so far, as you can see, there may be 50%. I haven't got 3B's numbers yet. They may be already in the system, which again, you're going to see the numbers before I do, more than likely, just because they enter the database system first before they come to me. But that's, I have 3A so far. And for 3A in the ballot question, again, no took the victory there again. 497 to yes is 325. As you can see, the total so far, no has led so far in every precinct we've had so far in the ballot question. So that's 3A. And the next one we have in is 3B. This completes 3. So in the Ward 3 council race and 3B, which was from Egremont School, it's Matthew Wren, 694, Bill Tyre, 186. So as you can see, that is a complete race. So unofficially, as of right now, Matthew Wren will be the new Ward 3 city councilor. Now in 3B in the mayor's race, it was Peter Marchetti, 576, to John Kroll's 358. And that's in 3B. Now in the at-large race, it was again Pete White leading with 597, Earl Persip, 546, Kathy Amuso, 521, Alyssa Costa, 486, Craig Benoit, 393, Lucas Marion 201 and Dan Moralia 173 so far, and that's in 3B. In the ballot question in 3B, it was no 561 to yes 336. So again, every precinct we've covered so far, the no's have taken it. And in, like I said, in the at-large race, it has been White, Persip, Amuso, and Costa in some order in the top four so far, in all four precincts that I have so far in. Here are the vote totals that are right below me. We're going to have a little crawl underneath me for most of the things. You can see the vote. So with about 36%, that's about five of the 14 precincts being put in the database so far. These are the numbers so far. And as you can see, you know, Pete White, Kathy Amuso right nearby as for the top two vote getters, and then followed by Earl Persip and Alyssa Costa. White and Persip, as you know, are incumbents coming back. Kathy Amuso was on the council before, trying to make a return, and Alyssa Costa is brand new to the system, as long with Craig Benoit, Luke Marion, and Dan Moralia. They've never been in elected office before. So again, we still got a ways to go. We're only, you know, like I say, 36% into the whole city so far. And then Ward 2, like I said, we have 50% of the polls in so far in Ward 2, and those are the numbers we're looking at so far. And like I said, Ward 3, we have both precincts in Ward 3, so unofficially Matthew Rinn has been elected the new city councilor for Ward 3. And, you know, like I said, there's Jim Conant, because we did get 4B in. He's running unopposed, but he did have 846 votes. So there you go in 4B. And we're still waiting on a bunch more numbers. So, you know, again, this is, like I said, it's going to take a little bit more time tonight just based upon the sheer numbers. A lot more people out voting than there were during the preliminary election in September. So there may even still be people in line at the polls, because if they're in line by 8 o'clock, as long as you're in line, they have to allow you to vote. So it could be a few minutes after 8, 10, 15, 20 minutes after 8 before they actually shut the machines down and print out the tape. And that's what's taken so far. And, you know, we got a couple more results in here for you. And the two ones that I got is, I'll finish off, I got 6A right here, which should complete the Ward 6 City Council race. And in 6A, it was Dina Lampiazzi, 536, to Craig Gaetani's 205. So unofficially, Dina Lampiazzi wins re-election to the Ward 6 City Council seat. Now in 6A in the mayor's race, it was Peter Marchetti, 453, to John Kroll's 316. So again, that's unofficially so far. We're not even halfway done with this race so far. But Marchetti has won all the precincts we've gotten in so far. So again, that's from 6A. Now in 6A's race for the council at large, again, Pete White first with 511. Kathy Amuso second with 445. Earl Persip third with 420. Looks like Alyssa Costa is 345. Craig Benoit 301. Lucas Marion 173. And Dan Moralia 128 in the council at large race in 6A. In the ballot question, again, another victory for the no's. It was 446 to 290 in 6A. So that completes all of Ward 6 so far that we have, which completes that. And we got another one here. We got 7A. So 7A, one of the smaller voting areas. For mayor, it was Peter Marchetti, 190, to John Kroll's 180. Tight race there in 7A. Now for counselor in 7, it was Rhonda Serre, 201, to Anthony Mafuccio's 181 in 7A. So again, that's half of the precincts in Ward 7. And then, you know, it's always, so it's going to be, we still have one more precinct to wait for that. Now, for council at large race in 7A, and these are the votes taken from the Pex Road Fire Station, Pete White at 224. Then it's Kathy Amuso, 189. Earl Persip, 172. Alyssa Costa, 160. Craig Benoit, 149. Dan Moralia, 79. Lucas Marion, 73. And that's in the council at large race in 7A. And in the ballot question, it was 239 for no, 102 for yeses. And as you can see, the yeses are trailing significantly right now after about half the cities come through. That was 7A. Now, we also have results here for 2B, and that's at the Somerset Fire Station. And in 2B, for mayor, it was Peter Marchetti at 437 to John Kroll's 292. So again, that's the mayor's race in 2B. And there is a council race in 2. And we have in 2B, We have Brittany Bondani, 495, to Alexander Blumen's 206. So that's 50% of the precinct so far reporting in Ward 2, and that's from 2B. In the council at large race in Ward 2B, Peter White, 468, Kathy Amuso, 429, Alyssa Costa, 369, Earl Persip, 368, Craig Benoit, 309, Lucas Marion, 141, and Dan Moralia at 129. So that's in the council at large race in 2B. And again, in the ballot question, 453 for no, 238 for yeses. So again, every precinct has been a no so far, and that's 2B. We did get another result here with 1A. This is up at Reed Middle School. In the 1A race for mayor, it was Peter Marchetti, 221, to John Kroll's 161. In the council at large race, it was Peter White, 231, Earl Persip, 205, Kathy Amuso, 191, Alyssa Costa, 176. Then it was Craig Benoit, 151, and then Lucas Marion, 90, and Dan Moralia at 55, and that's in 1A. And again, for ballot question in 1A, noes took it again, 243 to 124. Now, it's compatriot 1B because they're both at Reed Middle School. So in 1B's race, it, again, Peter Marchetti, 453 to John Kroll's 242. In the council at large race in 1B, Pete White at 458, Kathy Amuso, 405, Earl Persip, 394, Alyssa Costa, 312, Craig Benoit, 282, Lucas Marion, 145, Daniel Moralia, 126, and that's in the council at large race in 1B. And again, similarly to every other precinct in the ballot question, no 453 to yeses 252. So again, so far in every precinct it's been the noes have it, the noes knows. As you can see, we got about 71% of the precincts in so far, and that's throughout the city. So we're three quarters of the way there so far. So we're getting close. We're just waiting on a few more precincts to come in. Obviously, like I said, we have a few races that are unopposed. As you can see, Ken Warren's coming back, Patrick Cavey's coming back, Jim Conant's coming back, Michelle Benjamin's coming back. All right, we have 2A. This is completing the Ward 2 contingent. So 2A, the ballots are placed at Morningside School. And in 2A, in the ward race, it was Brittany Bondani, 157, to Alexander Blumen's 52. And that was in the 2A race. So unofficially, after both precincts have come in, Brittany Bondani unofficially would be the new Ward 2 city councilor come January. And in 2A, in the mayor's race, it's Peter Marchetti, 142, to John Kroll's 85. And that's 2A's results for mayor. In the council at large race, Pete White, again number one at 154, Alyssa Costa at 126, Kathy Amuso at 112, Earl Persip, 108, Craig Benoit at 78, Lucas Marion, 64, and Dan Moralia at 35 votes, and that's for the council at large race in 2A. And again, just like everything else, as you can see right below me, the noes have it. In 2A, it was 158 to 85 in that particular precinct. So we have completed all of Ward 1. We've completed all of Ward 2. We're getting through Ward. We've gotten completed all of Ward 3. Looks like we're about through half of 4. We're still looking for 5 coming from the Athenaeum. Again, we're looking for a few more precincts, but we're getting close to the end, folks. We've only got a few more precincts left. As you can see on the screen, we're 79% of the way done. So that means we've only got about 3 more precincts left to go. And this is 7B I just got in. This is from Capeless Elementary School. So in 7B, I'll give you the ward race first. In 7B, it was Rhonda Sayre, 554, to Anthony Mafuccio's 198. So again, that completes all of Ward 7. So unofficially, we will have a new Ward 7 city councilor as Rhonda Sayre has defeated incumbent Anthony Mafuccio. And again, this is all unofficially, so that's another new council to the seat come January. And again, in 7B, in the mayor's race, Peter Marchetti, 456, to John Kroll's 291. In the at-large race in 7B, we have Pete White at 482, Kathy Amuso at 469, Earl Persip, 395. Alyssa Costa, 349. Craig Benoit, 323. Lucas Marion, 173. And Daniel Moralia at 165. And that's in the council at large race. And again, pretty much every precinct we've gotten so far tonight, Peter White has come in first. And then it's been some combination of Kathy Musso, Earl Persip, or Alyssa Costa in the top four in every precinct we've covered so far. We got 5A's numbers in, and this is from the Berkshire Athenaeum. So in the 5A race for mayor, it's Peter Marchetti, 375, to John Kroll, 211. So again, that's the mayor's race in 5A. In the council at large race in 5A, Pete White, 391, Earl Persip, 332, Kathy Amuso, 301, Alyssa Costa, 290, Craig Benoit, 190, Lucas Marion, 140, and Daniel Moralia at 78. So again, that was in the 5A precinct for that. And again, for the ballot question, the no votes were 359 no to 210 yeses in 5A at the Berkshire Athenaeum. And again, we'll have the other numbers soon for that because it's the same place for 5A and 5B. They're both at the Berkshire Athenaeum. So we'll have those numbers, I'm sure, very shortly, as we're only waiting on two more precincts, and then we'll be officially done for the night and can call it. But as you can see with some of the numbers, as of right now, with 86% of the vote in, Peter Marchetti has nearly a 2,000 vote lead unofficially so far after 12 out of 14 precincts have come in. So again, that's the mayor's race. We do have some other races going on. Like I said, we have new counselors in Wards 2 and Ward 3. Unofficially, we have Brittany Bondani in Ward 2 coming in and Matthew Wren in Ward 3 coming in. The race in Ward 6, Dina Lampiazzi wins again for a re-election to that office. And in Ward 7, unofficially, we have a new counselor in Rhonda Sayre, who has defeated incumbent Anthony Mafuccio. So that's what we have so far, with two more precincts left to go. I believe all we have left, I believe, is one of the ones from 5 and one of the ones from 6. And then we'll be all done with everything. Was it 6? I've lost track. There's so many pieces of paper that have been handed since I've been on the air. I feel like I'm running a telethon with the phone operators right here over my shoulders. I feel like I should be telling everyone to call in now with their pledges, which isn't a bad idea if next Thursday we have a radiothon. So if you want to, by all means, give to the WTBR radiothon. If you visit our webpage right now, WTBRFM.com, you can give to the Rockbox and give early, give often, I always say, during this time of the season. That's a little plug for later on, but we're here for election results. And as we can see so far in the election results, for mayor's race, it's been Peter Marchetti over John Kroll in every precinct we've covered so far. And right now he's got 62% of the vote to 38% of the vote. As of right now, unofficially, we've only got one more precinct left report in the graphics. As you can see, City Clerk Michelle Benjamin running unopposed, collecting all those votes for herself. And like I said, here's 5B, which is a companion to 5A, since they're at the same place. In 5B for mayor, it was 399 for Peter Marchetti, 256 for John Kroll. In the at-large race, it was Peter White, 439. It looks like Kathy Amuso, 369, Earl Persip, 366, Craig Benoit came in fourth with 280, Alyssa Costa, 279, Luke Marion, 151, and Dan Moralia with 90. Now, again, that's the first precinct where Craig Benoit snuck into the top four in that precinct. All the rest of the precincts that we've covered so far, the top four have been some combination of Pete White, Kathy Amuso, Earl Persip, and Alyssa Costa so far. Now, in the no votes in 5B, it was no, 396, yes, 234 on the ballot question for the city of Pittsfield. And so that right now is pretty much the race. We've only got one more precinct to get in. And like I said, we never know what's going on at the precincts. There could have been a line. There could be waiting for a printout, that sort of thing. So we're going to wait for that. And it looks like we probably have that precinct in. So once we enter that into the system, we'll have all of our numbers. The last one we were waiting on, it looks like, I believe, is 4A. And we're going to enter that in shortly. And once we do that, we'll go through a recap. And as a matter of fact, I can probably start doing some of that recap now for you, since we're only waiting on one more precinct. So 1A, Reed Middle School. I want to thank Brenda Patel for going out this evening and getting those numbers from Reed Middle School. I'll give you just the at-large and the mayors for the races, because I think, and ward counselors as we go through these. 1A, Mayor Peter Marchetti, 221, John Kroll, 161. In the council at-large race, Pete White, 231, Earl Persip, 205. Kathy Amuso, 192. Alyssa Costa, 176. Craig Benoit, 151. Luke Marion, 90. Daniel Moralia, 55. And that was Ward 1. They had an uncontested race for counselor. Ken Warren's back on the city council unopposed. And 1B, also at Reed Middle School, Peter Marchetti, mayor, 453 to John Kroll, 242. In the council at large race, Pete White, 458. Amuso, 405. Persip, 394. Alyssa Costa, 312. Craig Benoit, 282. Marion, 145. Danny Moralia, 126. And that was the at large race for 1B. In 2A, which is at Morningside School, I want to thank Carol Zellick for getting the numbers out tonight. Really appreciate the help. For mayor in 2A, Peter Marchetti, 142. John Kroll, 85. In the at-large race, it was Pete White, 154, Alyssa Costa, 126, Kathy Musso, 112, Earl Persip, 108, Craig Benoit, 78, Lucas Marion, 64, Daniel Moralia, 35. What's that? All right. And we just need one back here. We're going to do some refiguring here on one of these precincts. There you go. We're just going to recheck some of our numbers while we're going over everything. So, in the 2A again, that was 2A. And in the council race in 2A, it was Brittany Bondani, 157, Alexander Blumen, 52 for 2A. Now, these numbers here I'm getting in are the final precinct numbers we have unofficially for this is 4A at Herberg Middle School. So, in 4A, for Mayor Peter Marchetti, 530. To John Kroll, 307. In the at-large race, it was Pete White, 512. Earl Persip, 498. Kathy Amuso, 467. Alyssa Costa, 430. Craig Benoit, 305. Lucas Marion, 187. Daniel Moralia, 117. And that was in the at-large race in 4A. And again, on the ballot question, it was no's 474 to yes's 309. And then, so that was 4A. All right, so it's all over, folks. That's every precinct we got unofficially. So it's all over for tonight. Again, what I've been doing all night, like I said, has been unofficial numbers. And I've just been reading through them throughout the evening, and I'll continue that streak right now. It's looking like in 2B for mayor, Peter Marchetti, 437, John Kroll, 292. In council at large, it was Pete White, 468, Musso, 429, Costa, 369, Persip, 368, Benoit, 309, Marion 141 and Moralia 129 in the at-large race. And in the council race in 2B, Brittany Bondani 495, Alexander Blumen 206. So unofficially again, like I said, Brittany Bondani has unofficially been elected to the city council for Ward 2. In 3A, this was at Providence Court. I want to thank Jeff Turner for getting the vote out tonight at Providence Court, filling in for Pat Gormley. I got to say thank you. It's the first election night I think Pat Gormley's missed for us in all these years. So thank you to Jeff. So at Providence Court, Peter Marchetti, 543 to John Kroll's 289. In the at-large race, Pete White, 541. Musso, 480. Persip, 469. Costa, 420. Benoit, 296. Moralia, 151, Marion, 148. And in the Ward 3 council race, it was Matthew Rinn, 547, to Bill Tyers, 198. So that was 3A. 3B, which is from Egremont School, thank Jen Glockner for getting the numbers out there tonight. Thank you very much, Jen. And 3B, Peter Marchetti, 576, to John Kroll's, 358. In the at-large race, White, 597, Persip, 546, Amuso, 521, Costa, 486, Benoit, 393, Marion, 201, Moralia, 173. And in the Ward 3 council race, it was Matthew Rinn, 694, to Bill Tyers, 186. So again, unofficially, congratulations to Matthew Rinn, who will be the unofficial new Ward 3 council come January. Congratulations, Matthew. In 4A, which was from Herberg Middle School, I want to thank Kevin Cahill for getting the numbers. And in the 4A was Marchetti, 530, John Kroll, 307. In the council at large race, White, 512, Earl Persip, 498. Musso, 447. Costa, 430. Benoit, 305. Marion, 187. Moralia, 117. And that was the at-large race in 4A. In 4B, Peter Mark, this was results from Williams School. I want to thank Erica Spiz for getting the numbers from Williams School. Peter Marchetti, 751. John Kroll, 335. In the at-large race, it was Peter White, 715. Tuomuso, 699. Persip, 675. Costa, 534. Benoit, 416. Lucas Marion, 197. Moralia, 150. And they didn't have a council race, as Jim Conant was running unopposed. So congratulations to Jim, who comes back as the Ward 4 city councilor. In 5A, from the Berkshire Athenaeum, I want to thank Ed Bride for getting the vote out there tonight. Thank you very much. In 5A, Peter Marchetti, 375. John Kroll, 211. In the at-large race, Pete White, 391. Persip, 332. Amuso, 301. Costa, 290. Benoit, 190. Marion, 140. Moralio, 78. And again, 5A didn't have a council race, as Patrick Cavey was running unopposed. So congratulations to Patrick Cavey, who's serving again in Ward 5. 5B, again from the Berkshire Athenaeum, for mayor, Peter Marchetti, 399. John Kroll, 256. In the council at-large race, it's been Pete White, 439. Amuso, 369. Persip, 366. Benoit, 280. Costa, 279. Marion, 151. Moralia, 90. So again, that's the 5B race. 6A, which was taken at the Columbia Arms Housing. I want to thank Phil Tierney for doing the numbers again from Columbia Arms Housing. In the mayor's race, Marchetti, 453 to Kroll, 316. In the at-large race, White, 511. Musso, 445. Persip, 420. Acosta, 345. Looks like Benoit, 301, Marion, 173, Moralia, 128. And 6 did have a council race, so in 6A, it was incumbent Dina Lampiazzi with 536 to Craig Gaetani's 205 in 6A. 6B, which comes from Conti School, thanks Hannah Preventure for her help tonight getting the 6B numbers. For mayor, Marchetti, 281, John Kroll, 163. In the at-large race, Pete White, 319, Persip, 276, Amuso, 267, Costa, 218, Craig Benoit, 149, Marion, 90, and Moralia, 74, and that was in 6B. And for Ward 6 counselor in 6B, incumbent Dina Lampiazzi, 339 to Craig Gaetani's 99. So again, congratulations unofficially to Dina Lampiazzi, who will be serving once again as the Ward 6 city councilor come January. 7A from the Pex Road Fire Station. Thank you to Peter Matice, who was giving the numbers from there. For Mayor, Marchetti, 190, Kroll, 180. In the Council at Large race, White, 224, Amuso, 189, Persip, 172, Costa, 160, Benoit, 149, Moralia, 79, Marion, 73. And there was a council race in this race, and in 7A, challenger Ron DeSerre, 201, incumbent Anthony Mafuccio, 181, and that was 7A. And finally, we close with 7B, which was from the Capeless Elementary School, and I want to thank Cindy Shaugrey-Raymer for getting the numbers tonight. She always gets them out there at Capeless Elementary for us, so thank you, Cindy. In 7B for mayor was Marchetti, 456, John Kroll, 291. In the council at large race, it was Peter White, 482, Kathy Amuso, 469, Earl Persip, 395, Alyssa Costa, 349, Craig Benoit, 323, Lucas Marion, 173, Moralia, 165. And in 7B in the Ward 7 race, challenger Ron DeSerre, 554, to incumbent Anthony Mafuccio's 198. So again, unofficially, we have a brand new Ward 7 city councilor in Ron DeSerre. So congratulations, Rhonda, on making it to the council come January. And in every precinct we had, the no votes outweighed the yes votes by a good percentage. And you'll see all those graphics underneath me here. I apologize for not going through all the school committee numbers, but there are just so many numbers. I didn't want to overwhelm you with everything. And like I said, all six candidates will be the six elected tonight, this year, and will be sworn in come January for the council race. But you will see the vote totals in the graphics that we have set up here for that. So you can certainly see them. And those are all very close. Just as an example, here's 1A. The top vote getter was Sarah Hathaway with 231, and Diana Belair was the number six at 190. So again, within 40 votes of each other. In 1B, the top vote getter was Sarah Hathaway, followed by Dan Elias, then Dominic Sacco, William Garrity, William Cameron, and then Diana Belair. In 2A, the top vote getter again was Sarah Hathaway, followed by Dominic Sacco, William Garrity, Diana Belair, William Cameron, and Dan Elias. That was 2A. In 2B, the top vote getter was Sarah Hathaway, followed by Dan Elias, Dominic Sacco, William Cameron, William Garrity, and Diana Belair in the sixth. In 3A, top vote getter was Sarah Hathaway, followed by Dan Elias, and then William Cameron, Dominic Sacco, then William Garrity, and Diana Belair. That's 3A. 3B, top vote getter was Sarah Hathaway once again, followed by Dan Elias, Dominic Sacco, William Cameron, William Garrity, Diana Belair. Those are the six in order. And again, you can see the totals as they come up later on. In 4A, top vote getter is Sarah Hathaway at 522 was the top vote getter, followed by Dominic Sacco, Dan Elias, William Cameron, William Garrity, and Diana Belair at 4. And that was in 4A. At 4B, the top vote getter was Sarah Hathaway, followed by Dan Elias, William Cameron, Dominic Sacco, William Garrity, and Diana Belair were the top vote getters there in 4B. In 5A, the top vote getter was Sarah Hathaway at 368, Dan Elias at 332, Dominic Sacco 314, William Garrity and William Cameron at 311, and Diana Belair 298 in 5A. In 5B, Sarah Hathaway again, top vote getter with 411, followed by William Cameron 368, Dan Elias 365, Dominic Sacco 364, William Garrity 355, and Diana Belair 312. That's in 5B. In 6A, top vote getter, Sarah Hathaway, 467, followed by William Cameron, 443, Dominic Sacco, 426, Dan Elias, 424, William Garrity, 396, Diana Belair, 369. 6B, Sarah Hathaway, once again, 291, Elias, 255, Dominic Sacco, 252, Cameron, 248, Garrity, 241, Diana Belair, 206. That was 6B. In 7A, top vote getter, once again, Sarah Hathaway, 206, Elias, 191, Sacco, 190, Garrity, 182, Cameron, 175, and I don't have a number for Diana Belair right there, but yeah, she was. And then 7B, it was top vote getter, Sarah Hathaway, 492, then Sacco, 445, Garrity, 441, Elias, 427, Cameron, 415, Diana Belair, 360, and that was the entire school committee, all six candidates. Now, from what I'm hearing, we're getting close to Peter Marchetti appearing at his venue. As we'll see, as of right now, unofficially the mayor-elect for the city of Pittsfield. And we've been through all 14 precincts, and we've been through all precincts. As you can see, we're just waiting for Peter to get there. This is up at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. And we're just waiting around. We're just waiting for the mayor-elect to arrive on the scene. We have Bob Heck there at the Party Central. And so it's been, like I said, almost a year in the making here to get through to this night. So it's been quite exciting. Again, I want to thank my poll volunteers we had out there tonight, Brenda Patel, Carol Zellick, Paul Derwin, Jeff Turner, Jen Glockner, Kevin Cahill, Erica Spiz, Ed Bride, Phil Tierney, Hannah Preventure, Peter Matisse, and Cindy Shaugrey-Raymer. Those were the people out there who did the actual work. There's Peter. There's the mayor-elect. Let's go to that shot right now. Yeah, so there we go. And so as we can see, there's the mayor-elect at quite a busy party at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. I don't know if we have any sound for that up there or not or anything, but it looks like quite the raucous party going on up there. And again, a year in the making for this sort of thing. So it's been quite the year getting through here. And like I said, quite the packed party going on at the Berkshire Hills Country Club for Mayor-elect Peter Marchetti. Again, it's been quite the season. They've been through a lot, both mayoral candidates. Got to hand it to all the candidates who run for office, because, again, I can't imagine a harder job than trying to run for this office, any of these offices, and to make through, especially for mayor. And again, as you know, the mayor serves a four-year term, so beginning in 2024, when Peter Marchetti is sworn in January, he'll have a four-year term, while all the councilors and school committee and city clerk will have a two-year term beginning in 2024. So again, it's a great live look at Peter Marchetti at his election celebration party at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. Quite the event going on up there. And like I said, we went through all 14 precincts of this, and Marchetti led all 14 precincts. There was a couple precincts where it was a narrow victory, but he's led all 14 precincts. Just like City Councilor at Large Peter White led all 14 precincts of the voting here that we voted on. I don't know how Peter's going to make it through this evening if he has to hug everybody in that party, because that's going to be quite a long time trying to get through this line of supporters of his. And obviously he has quite a few if he's able to win the mayor's race here in the city of Pittsfield. So again, unofficially, Peter Marchetti elected the next mayor of the city of Pittsfield.
Hey, how are you?
And he'll be taking over from Linda Tyer come January. And CityLink will be there for all the inauguration activities in January. That's the next time you sort of see us on the air doing anything with the election, is we'll be live with the swearing-in ceremony of this new mayor and the new council. And like I said, it's almost half a brand new council, just based upon the results tonight. We'll have two new at-large councilors, because we have the incumbents Pete White and Earl Persa being reelected, but two brand new councilors, and I say brand new loosely because Kathy Amuso is a returning councilor, but Alyssa Costa certainly is a brand new councilor to the city council and starting in January. So those are two new councilors. We have a brand new Ward 2 councilor and a brand new Ward 3 councilor in Brittany Bondani and Matthew Wren. And we also had a new councilor in Ward 7 with Rhonda Serre defeating incumbent Anthony Mafuccio this evening. So again, that's another new councilor that we have this evening. So that's, I believe, five new councilors we're going to have out of 11. And then in the school committee race, even though there was only six candidates for six seats, three of them were brand new. So we do have returning incumbents Dan Elias, Sarah Hathaway, and Bill Cameron. And then we have three new people in Dominic Sacco, William Garrity, and Diana Belair. So congratulations to them. Wish every one of these new people the best of luck come January with a whole new city council, a whole new school committee, and everything else. So again, this has been a live look in at the Peter Marchetti celebration up at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. So it's quite the event. So again, I want to thank you all for viewing. We have, like I said, 100% of all the precincts in this evening. We're going to be going through some of the numbers. We're going to keep the numbers rolling throughout the evening. If you missed anything at all, the numbers will be up there. And I want to thank all of the crew and all the volunteers we have. Like I mentioned before, we had of our phone volunteers, Brenda Patel, Carol Zellick, Paul Derwin, Jeff Turner, Jen Glockner, Kevin Cahill, Erica Spiz, Ed Bride, Phil Tierney, Hannah Preventure, Peter Matisse, and Cindy Shawgree-Raymer out there. Without them, this night would be useless because we wouldn't be getting the numbers. I want to thank everyone out there working the polls. Still sitting there hanging out is Jody and Eric Spielman out there. We had Nancy Cachet. We had Abby Allard. I want to thank Olivia and Taya, who were our number runners this evening. Again, without them, I wouldn't have these numbers in here. I want to thank Sean Sayre, who's working the data control center up there in Election Central. And I got to thank my control room crew. I got David Wyatt and Matt Tucker and Rob Dumay all working in there. So again, without all of you, and without everyone who volunteered throughout the year helping me out with debates and candidate statements and everything else of the election, it would not be this kind of a fun night that we had, and we were able to wrap it up in 45 minutes. Like I said, a little bit longer tonight because we had more numbers, more races going on, but it was certainly fun and well worth it, and it was a great time, I think, had by all this evening here at PCTV. It's kind of one of these events we kind of look forward to throughout the year just because it's kind of a fun thing, and we get to try new stuff. So again, I invite you to certainly stay tuned to our upcoming productions here on PCTV. We're going to have a Christmas tree lighting in a few weeks. Like I said, next week, next Thursday, November 16th, all day long, we're going to have a WTBR one-day annual fundraiser, our radiothon. I invite you to listen in all day. We're going to have special guests. We got great prizes, you know, all those kind of things going on. Every $25 pledge or so you give in, you get eligible for a prize. We got some really big prizes to give away at the end of the day to anyone who makes a pledge. So, again, we got tons of stuff going on if you make a pledge. You can visit WTBRFM.com right now. We have a thing called the Rock Box. Help us fill the Rock Box with donations. Again, you can get entered into those drawings for some great prizes we have throughout the year, throughout the day, come November 16th. We have a Christmas tree lighting, like I said, in December. And then come January, we get right back into it again. We have a swearing-in ceremony, inauguration for the new council and the new school committee, followed immediately by the new school committee and new city council meeting starting mid-January. And then we just start this all over again, and we'll be back here in 2 years for another round of this stuff. I always use the last chance I get to invite anybody who's watching, who wants to come down and help, wants to learn a little bit more about how this stuff is done, either on the TV or radio side. We're a community station. You can do it. Again, if I can do it, you can do it. So I invite anyone come down, speak to our engagement coordinator, Matthew Tucker. He can get you involved in any way you want, at any level. You want to help out and just run a camera, run sound, or you want to produce your own show, we'll make it happen for you. Especially on these fun occasions, we're always looking for as much help as we can. And again, this is all it is, folks. It's just me standing out here behind a podium with a bunch of green behind me. So again, if we can make that look good, we can make you look good doing a show. So by all means, come on by and help us out with whatever level you're comfortable with. We'd be more than happy to help you out. So again, for all of the great staff and all of the great crew here at PCTV, I want to sign off from Election Central for another time, and we'll see you next time here when the next races are happening at Election Central. So have a good night, folks, and we'll see you next time here on CityLink. Good night.